With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Trust in the mass media has hit a new low.
A new Gallup poll reveals that Americans have serious doubts about the news media. One-third of those surveyed have no trust at all in the media to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly. And another third of Americans express not very much confidence. According to Gallup, the news media is the least trusted group among civic and political institutions, ranking just below Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. officials say the Biden administration believes it's won assurances from Israel that it will not strike Iranian nuclear or oil sites as it looks to strike back following Iran's missile barrage earlier in the month. The officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity cautioned that the pledge is not ironclad and that circumstances could change. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said that they listen to the opinions of the United States, but make the final decisions based on their national interest. Analysts are predicting increased holiday spending.
The National Retail Federation says it expects consumers to spend more during the upcoming holiday season, but overall growth in sales will be slower than last year due to concerns over persistent inflation and prices. Matt Shea is the organization's CEO and president.
Consumers continue to show resilience, and they show strength in their spending.
While consumers have been fueling the economy, Shea says shoppers have high interest rates and lingering inflation on their minds. With Thanksgiving falling on November 28th, there also will be six fewer days between the holiday and Christmas Day compared to last year to go shopping. I'm Shelley Adler.
Apple introducing a new iPad mini in stores October 23rd. This is SRN News. A new hate crimes bill in Australia has people worried.
Lawmakers in the state of Victoria are considering a measure that would send a person to jail for 5 years if convicted of, quote, inciting serious contempt for another individual because of their sexual practices. Critics say that sets the bar pretty low. Would reading from parts of the Bible violate the law, for instance? Meanwhile, Australia's federal government is also working on new hate crimes legislation, which isn't as extreme, but might also cause some serious problems. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in the Czech Republic marked Yom Kippur last week in one iconic synagogue for the first time since the Holocaust. Ceremonies were held at Klausen Synagogue in Prague on Friday night. The building, which was first shuttered by the Nazis and kept shuttered by the communists, functions as a museum today. Jews either fled Eastern Europe during World War II or were murdered by the Nazis. This is SRN News. North Korea has blown up parts of inter-Korean roads in a symbolic display of anger. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
Tuesday's action comes after the rivals exchanged threats of destruction amid rising animosities over the North's claim that the South flew drones over its capital. The road's demolition reflects a display of North Korea's growing loathing of South Korea's conservative government. The South's military says it's bolstering its readiness and surveillance posture in coordination with the U.S. North Korea has a history of staging choreographed destruction of facilities on its soil as a political message. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British lawmakers are voting on a bill to strip hereditary aristocrats of the right to sit and vote in the House of Lords after more than 700 years. The Labour Party government said the decision will remove what they say is outdated. More details at SRNnews.com.